Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. And we're so delighted today to be back on our radio broadcast for our Sunday worship service this afternoon. I just give God all the praise and all the glory today. I magnify his holy name on today. We just thank and praise him for being able to be on our radio broadcast. We give God the praise. We're going to get ready to have our doxology so we can go into our worship service. Mighty good God, I just greet you in the awesome and powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on today, and I'm so delighted that you've chosen to worship with us. We just want to extend a warm welcome to you on today. I thank and praise God for each one of you. I just thank God for each one of you. I give God all the praise and all the glory on today, and I magnify his name on today. We're just going to get ready for our devotion. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer on today. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 119, verses 57 through the 64. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy word. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimony. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandment. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgment. I am a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. I have just read you from Psalms 119, verses 57 through 64. We're going to have a song now.
Oh,
before your throne of grace today, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come right now confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on today. Father, we just come first of all binding up the strong man right now, God. We bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every demon, every psychic right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind them up right now. We cast them out. We command them to go from this radio broadcast and from our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Then, God, we come just thanking you for another opportunity to be back here again, God. And we thank you for how you woke us up this morning, started us on our way with all the activities of our limbs, God. And we thank you this morning, God. And in the name of Jesus, thank you for giving us eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to praise you with this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come right now. I'm asking you to bless this worship service. Bless this worship, our God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you today, God, to let me decrease, that the Holy Spirit may increase, move everything out of me, God, that's flesh, and put the Holy Spirit down on the inside of me, God, that he may minister to us on today. In the name of Jesus, I ask you right now, God, to bless everyone under the sound of my voice, in the name of Jesus, cover them in the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels today, God, in the name of Jesus, all around about them to protect them, God, every member, God, in the name of Jesus. I just thank you today. I'm asking you right now to let your anointing fall heavy, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your anointing fall, God. Let your power fall on this radio broadcast. Let it fall, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your anointing fall, God, in the name of Jesus. Trouble the line on today, God. Stir up every gift, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now to shift the atmosphere, God. Shift the atmosphere, God. Let it be conducive for miracles, signs and wonders on today, God, in the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, I ask you to let this word, God, just resonate in our spirit, man, God, in the name of Jesus, because of your word, God, in the name of Jesus, just let our heart be able to receive what you're about to give us, God. And I just give you praise, I give you glory, and I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, 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 and praise the Lord. Everybody, and praise God for another opportunity to be back on this radio broadcast on today. Feel like I've been off of it for a while for some reason. But I just thank God on today for just another opportunity to seek his face, to go before his presence, to be before his people. Just in that word, I just thank God on today. He's such a mighty good God. I thank God on today for his power, hallelujah, for his spirit. I thank God on today. I thank God today. I give God praise. This is testimony part of the service right now. I just give God praise and glory. I'm so excited about his word. I'm excited about what God is doing. And I'm just excited today. Hallelujah. I give him all the praise and glory. And I don't take nothing for granted that he do for me. And he woke me up this morning. He started me on my way. I just thank God. And he let my eyelids come open this morning. And somebody went to bed last night and they did not wake up this morning. And I just give God all the praise and glory. And I magnify his holy name. God don't have to wake me up every morning like he do. I just thank God. Hallelujah. I don't have a hurt about my body. And I don't have a pain about my body. And I don't have nothing wrong with me. And in the name of Jesus, I just thank God today. Could have been dead, sleeping in my grave, but God, let old maid of death behave. I just thank God. I thank him this morning. Hallelujah. I thank God this morning. I thank him today. I thank God. Been so good to me. Y'all just don't know how good God been to me. Hallelujah. God is a great king above every king. I just so thankful. I'm thankful today. I'm thankful today. I'm thankful today. There, my cousin over there, he ain't even 40 years old, on his deathbed and on a respirator. It ain't even COVID. It's something else. They don't even know what it is. But I thank God today that he let me live, y'all. Y'all just don't know. I thank God that he keep passing me up. He let me live. I got a purpose, y'all. And I thank God today that I got a purpose. I give God praise. I give God praise. God's so good, and he's good all the time. He's good all the time. Met a girl yesterday that was shot in her head. She's standing looking just like she was before she got shot in her head. Standing, talking about it. God let her live to tell somebody. And I thank God today. God is such a good God. I had to just testify about that because she's just normal as I am. But her life got a purpose because God spared her life. God let her live to tell somebody that she was shot in her head and that she got up. When she got shot, she just thought she had a hard sleep. I just thank God today. Only God for you, he more than the world against you. The enemy can't touch you. Even if he touch you, it won't even matter. God won't let you die. But I thank God today. I just give God praise on today, a glory today. And this is my testimony. I'm just so full. I'm so excited about what God is doing and what he's getting ready to do and how he's going to use me. I just thank God on today. I give God praise. I give him praise. I ain't trying to please man. I'm showing up trying to please God. And everything I do and say, I'm trying to be so careful so I won't say the wrong thing and do the wrong thing, because I want God to be pleased. I want God to look and say, yeah, I'm done. How are you? I thank God on today.
Giving reference to God. Did you hear me?
Yeah. Yes, I can hear
you. He is the head of my heart. Not only he's the head, he is my life. And I just want to take this time just to show God that I am so grateful for the things that he has done, the things that he will do, and the things that he's going to do.
Yes.
So I just want to thank you on today, because I remember a time where I thought I was going to lose my mind, where I thought that it was all over for me and the way I was thinking. But God redirected me in a different life, in a different situation, mindset, where I didn't think about the things that I was going to do. He had me to think of him in those things. So So me thinking I'm going to lose my mind, he had me to set my mind on him and how Jesus went through it all for me. So I am just grateful. And I am thanking God for my gratefulness because I am now thinking about the things that I lack. So I am thanking him for those things that he has done for me and my family. I am so grateful to God. He is just awesome.
Yes,
he is faithful.
Thank you, Lord.
He is omnipotent. Yes. I just thank him right on this day. So
I am so grateful
for this opportunity to just speak out loud to shame the devil on anything. I know it'll form, but it won't pop. So I am just thanking him on this day. And I just ask you guys to pray for myself, strengthen the Lord, that we continue to walk his path. I know it ain't going to be easy. He didn't say it was going to be easy. So I just want y'all to just pray our strength in the Lord, that we just, even though we may fall off, just pray our strength in the Lord, that we just stay on a steady path to him. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Any more testimony? Amen. I just thank and praise God for another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast. I'm not complaining, not one bit am I complaining. It just hurt me so bad because you all have heard me talk about my cousin here in Michigan, the only one I got here, well, their family, and Tim, his name is Tim, and on Friday night, they found him in his house. They had to break in there and get him. And they see it's some kind of infection somewhere, but they can't find it in the hospital. His sugar was up. They don't know how high it's up, but it's up because it don't register. He had fluid around his heart, around his lungs. His liver has high enzymes or something like that, and he's on a respirator. So I need you all to keep my cousin in your prayers because, I mean, he didn't took a whole lot of time and patience with me. He a young man. He's not my age, but he always try to see about me. So I want you all to keep him. Pray for Brother Harold. When I was telling y'all at prayer meeting the other day to pray for him, he at home now. He got home 15 minutes after we got off the prayer line. He was home, and he texted me and said he was getting his prescription. So I thank and praise God for that. But I'm telling you, it's God. You got to see God. You can't have funny stuff going on with you. You can't have funny stuff going on with you. And, you know, things got to be right in your heart and in your mind. God ain't playing no more. He ain't playing no more. And I loved him. I love him. He a young man. He's not married. He got some grown children. But I just thank God for him. And I hope God bring him back. I hope he bring him off the respirator. So, y'all, I'll be keeping him in your prayers for me. We're going to have a song, and then we're going to go right on into the Word of God.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Watch me grow, create a clean heart, so that I may worship you. Make me more
To go in our word. We're going to be coming from 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16, 17, and 18. Father, again, I ask you to empty me out, God. Empty me of myself, God. I can't do nothing and say nothing without you, Lord. Say your own message, God, not mine. I ask you and I thank you. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. 16 says, for which cause we faint not through our outward man perish. So our outward man perish, yet the inner man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen. So today, I ask you, what is the weight of the glory of God? What is the glory, the weight of the glory? What is the weight of his glory? How can you imagine the weight of his glory? Now, I know when I was younger, I saw God showed me in Kentucky, down there in Louisville, Kentucky, he showed me his glory one Easter Sunday morning early, even before 6 o'clock. He showed me his glory. It was just a light, the brightest light I ever could see. And it was like clouds and light mixture, and they was rumbling, because he asked me, had I ever seen his glory? But I had not ever even thought about seeing his glory or anything like that. So I'm asking you on today, have you ever seen God's glory? And what is the weight of his glory? Can we imagine how heavy God's weight glory is? Can we just imagine how heavy it is? I can't imagine how heavy God's glory is, because the weight of God's glory can't be measured by me or man or nobody. But all I know is God's glory is heavy. It's so heavy that, you know, over in the Old Testament, we've studied in Exodus and in Genesis, where when the priests and Aaron and them go in the tabernacle, they have a rope or some bells on them when they go in there, because the glory of God is so heavy, you can't stand up. You're going to hit the floor. You're going to fall down. I don't care who it is walking there. You ain't such a human that you can walk in the presence of God and not get down. Either you're going to get down on your own or you're going to fall down, because the weight of God's glory is so heavy, powerful, and mighty that can't no man stand up to his glory. Not now. The weight of God's glory. The weight of God's glory. And when we, as children of God, gain insight of the meaning of the weight of God's glory and how powerful it is, we're going to stay humble. We're going to stay humble, because When we think of all the suffering, because people are going through so much now, they going through a lot. But when we think of what we've been going through, and we think oh, it's so bad, and we think we're going through something. But it ain't. It ain't. Because this man right here, the outer man, perish. We perish year by year, day by day. We perish it because God didn't put us here to live forever. So our body decay and perish. But, honey, this inner man that God made in us, honey, it lives on eternal. It lives on. We going to suffer some things. We're going to suffer some trials. We're going to suffer some persecution. We're going to get through some things. We're going to suffer. You know, God said, when you suffer a while, you're going to reign with me a while. When you suffer with me, you're going to reign with me. But we're going to go through some things. It ain't always easy. He don't put us in easy positions. He put us in a position that's going to build us up in our faith and let us trust more in him and for us to depend on him more. He put us in those positions where it ain't no easy way out but to call on him. He going to put us in a position where we can only depend and call on. All the trials and things we're going through and don't know what we finna go through. Every day I feel anxiousness in my spirit knowing that things are happening and people planning stuff and for our hurt, for our demise, they planning things and trying to do stuff and we don't even think nothing of it. But the thing is, we don't have to think of God. The battle is already won. We already have the victory. It's just what we got to go through, the suffering that we got to go through to get where we're going. But God say depend on him. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ever ask or even think. God can. So the suffering that we do is just for a moment. It's just for a moment. Because God ain't going to let his children suffer too long. Matter of fact, he's going to take care of any kind of way it goes. I don't care what Trump do. I don't care what Biden do. I don't care what nobody do but God. Because he is the creator. He is the one that provides for us, Jehovah Jireh. He is. When we take our eyes off of man and place our eyes on God, we'll realize that he is the only thing in person, man, that we should be dependent on. We shouldn't be dependent on money from Trump, money from Biden, from nobody. Because it's God that's making this all possible. And when they say, oh, we running out of chicken and we running out of beef and we running, God say, don't even care. I'll feed us manna like he fed the children of Israel and bread and manna, or with meat and manna, whatever it was. He fed them. And he sold on it about don't worry about the next day. He said, if you don't eat it all, you better go throw it away. Go bury it. You can't eat it after the day. I got to give you some new. And that's when that mercy come in, because it's new every day. But the weight of God's glory is like a burden. It's a heavy, heavy weight. It's heavy. All the things that we have to go through from our birth until God call us home. All the suffering, all the things we have to put up with and things we have to go through that God is making us and God is preparing us for eternal life. All these experiences that God is preparing us
for eternal life. Oh, we going to go through what we going to go through. But God is always right there. We think we doing stuff out of our own strength, but we not. It's the strength of God. He made us. When I tell you, it just blows my mind. Verse 16 say, for which cause we faint not, because through our own our men perish. Though our own our men, this shell we in, perish, because we spirit. This shell we in, it's going to perish. It's going to perish. The inward man, God is renewing our spirit day by day. He preparing our spirit day by day. It's such an honor and a privilege, an honor to know that this outer man perished, but the inner man, God is working on it day by day. All the trials and tribulations we go through, all the things that God allow us to experience day by day. We better thank God today that he preparing us for eternal life. He ain't going to let the world burn up. He ain't going to let the world flood out. He'll be back for all that happens, because he ain't going to let this man, this little bitty man, destroy what he created. So I thank God today. Verse 17 says, for our life affliction, it says for a moment. This heavy weight, these trials, these tribulations, these things we can't really understand, this burden, this heavy load, it's just for a moment. All this affliction is just for the moment. Work it for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight in glory. See, the more we go through, the more experience we get. It just prepares us even the more for eternal life in the name of Jesus. While we look not at the things which we are seeing, but at the things which are not seen. We can't look at what we can see. That's not what faith is. Faith is something that things hope for. They ever think of things not seen. But it's the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal things. They just some things that gonna be here for a minute. It's not gonna stay here. But the things which are not seen are eternal. So I thank God today that we can't see what's best for us. We can't see this eternal life. But God said over in his word that we're going to have eternal life, that he went away, Jesus did, and to prepare a place for us. And if he went away, he's going to come back and get us. Or he going to send for us. However we going to get there, we going to get there. Because he went to build a many a message just for us. And I thank God on today that our faith is not built on nothing but Jesus. I thank God today. We didn't know if he sent Jesus and how he did it, but we believe in our heart that he sent Jesus, his only begotten son, to the cross, to die for our sins, to that hill called Calvary, to die for each one of us. And I thank God today that it's down in our hearts, it's down in our spirit, that he sent his only begotten son for all of our hang-ups, for every sin that we committed, every sin so easily beset us. He died for us. He died for all of our all of our sickness. He was whooped, beat for every disease. Jesus was. I thank God that he had an only begotten son, and that we may live and of life and have our name written in the book of life. I thank God today that he sent Jesus. And all I know is Jesus and him crucified. I don't know nothing else. I can't, he won't even let me read it good. He just take over and say what he want to say and how he want to say it. But all I know is it's Jesus and him crucified. And I'm so glad he died for me. I'm glad today that Jesus died for my sins. I'm glad today that he died for you, you, and you. I'm glad today that God, the Father of heaven, sent Jesus, his only begotten Son, to die for us. And that's not all. He called him up out of the grave, just like he called Lazarus. He pulled him up out of the grave with all power in his hand. He pulled him up out of the grave with all power, power to live right, power to love right, power in his hand, power to heal us from any disease. He sent Jesus, and Jesus died, and God the Father let him get up on that grave. He got up on the grave. He got up with all power. Now he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father in heaven, and I thank God he's watching us every day. 24/7, he watching every deed that we do. If it's good or if it's bad, he watching the motives in our heart. You know that's how he talked to us. He talked to us in our heart. He talked to us in our heart. He don't care what we're thinking, but that heart speaks volume. And I thank God today. I give God praise and glory today. And I magnify his name. The weight of God's glory. The weight of God's glory. It's so heavy, I can't even imagine that glory that God gives us when we go before his presence, the glory that when you're down on your knees praying, you can't even get up until he lets you up. That's the glory of God. The glory of God is when your head, when he was, I thought he had his thing in my head, but it was just his glory upon my head. I can't even lift it up. It was the glory of God. I just thank God on today for his glory, for his glory. Every time I make a step, I know his glory is covering me. Every time I call on the name of Jesus, I know his glory is all around me. Every time I lay on my head on somebody to pray for them, God's glory is right there. I just thank God on today for the glory of God all around about us, keeping us. Keeping us. God's glory keeps us. God's glory is preparing us. The glory of God. I just thank God today. I thank God on today for his glory. Hallelujah. The weight of his glory in the name of Jesus. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God today. I give God glory and I give him praise. The word of God. For the people of God, amen. I thank God on today. He's such a good God. He's such a good God. I know he wanted me to talk about glory. I didn't know how he was going to say this thing. And I really just have to give over to him. It's all him and not me. I don't know nothing about God's glory. I don't know nothing about. But I thank God today that he can use me. Little old me, nobody me, to talk about his glory. His glory is so awesome, y'all. I want y'all to know that. All you got to do is give God some glory. Hallelujah. Give God glory every chance you think about. Every time you think about him, give him glory and give him praise. Amen. I thank God we're going to get ready to go into our prayer. But I just want to open the doors of the church. You can come. You can join. You can just want to be baptized. You can just accept Jesus for your Lord and Savior, your Redeemer. You can accept him on today. God will accept anybody that want to come. And the only way you come is that he be in your heart. You have to repent and accept Christ. On today, God is such a good God. It's still room at the cross. It's still room, been room for over 2,000 years. And it's going to be room for you, you and you, if you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You don't have to join this church. You can join the universal church. God is standing with his arms wide open for you, 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 and you, anybody that want to receive him in the name of Jesus. Father, we come today humbly before your throne of grace, just asking to forgive us, God. Lord, forgive me, God, for every known and unknown sin that I've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I just give you glory and praise today. I confess that I sin, and I ask for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I give you praise and glory on today, Lord. Father, I just come today asking you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice. Lord, you know I need you, God. I need you to cover them, God. I need you to send angels all around about them, God. Just bless them, Lord. I know you can do it, God. I speak blessings over their lives, God. I speak healing over their lives, God. I speak all of your presence to surround them, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, they need you right now, God. I just speak deliverance. If anybody needs deliverance, God, do it now, God. In the name of Jesus, they need you, Lord. I ask you today, Lord, to just bless them, God, and stir up the gifts in them, God. Every one of them got gifts, God. I ask you to stir it up, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, one needs you for one thing and one needs you for another today. In the name of you know, God, what they need. I ask you to search their heart, mind, and spirit, and whatever's in there, God, that should not be God. I ask you to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. Move it, Lord. Do it for them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, this storm was step to take, God. Show them what direction to step, God. You can do it for them, God. I'm asking you right now, God, to let the Spirit of God go wherever they go. Lead them, God, and guide them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, cover their vehicles, God. Cover their homes, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you know all about them, God. Don't let nothing sneak up on them, God. In the name of Jesus, not one thing, God. Don't let nothing touch them, God. Let them know for things happen, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, and keep them covered. Lord, I sprinkle blood over them seven times right now in the name of Jesus, over the doorpost that the death angel won't stop there. In the name of Jesus, just keep them covered in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you today. And bless my grandchildren and great-grand. Bless my sisters and brothers and their families, God. Bless my enemies, those that try to despitefully misuse me, those that say all manner of evil against me. Lord, I ask you now to forgive them, God, for everything that they said and done against me, Lord. Forgive them now, God. I forgive them, Lord. Please forgive them in the name of Jesus and bless them with the blessing that they stand in need of. Lord, we need you, God. We need you, God. We need you. We can't make it without you. You are the only one that can help us. Ain't nobody do what you can. I can't sit on nobody's lap and tell them all about my problems, but you, God. Lay my head on your shoulder, God, and you fix it for me. Nobody can do that but you. And I don't take it for granted that in the midnight hour when I'm shedding tears, you're right there, God. I just thank you. I thank you, Lord. You're all that I have, Lord, and you're all that I need, God. And Father, I'm laid heavy, heavy burden at this altar today, God, and I'm leaving it right there, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I'll be careful today, God, to give you all the praise today. to give you all the glory and all of the honor. In Jesus' name I pray, and I ask it all. Amen, amen, amen. And I just thank God today for his goodness, for his great greatness. I just thank God on today. I thank God today. I talked to my cousin's sister this morning, and she said, cuz, she said, when I go back to the hospital, the Lord has given me to call you so you can pray for him. And I didn't say nothing for a minute, because I try to be careful what I say. I say, well, I'm going to pray and ask God how he want me to pray for him. So I heard the Lord say, call him back. He said, just call him back. He said, I call Lazarus back. He said, just call him back. In the name of Jesus. He said, call him back. Ooh, hallelujah. Glory to God. So that's what I'm going to do. Whenever she go up there, before they take him off that life support, I'm going to try to call him back. I'm not going to try. I'm going to call him back. That's what he said. Call him back in the name of Jesus. So I need you all to pray for me and to pray my strength in the Lord, because I want to be used by God. And not by man, but by God. I'm not going to hold you all. I just thank God for each one of you that's on this radio broadcast. I ask you to still pray for Brother Harold in his recovery and pray for all of us. We just pray for the earth. Just pray for people, because we need prayer now. We can't make it without God, and people just don't seem to realize we need his glory. So I'm not going to hold you. God bless each one of y'all. I love y'all. Y'all have a blessed and wonderful day. God bless you. I love you. Amen.
No communion?
Yes, ma'am. It's communion. Amen. Got it sitting right here. Amen. I'm sorry. I just got so stirred up in this thing, let me tell you, because I was kind of, I hope everybody got their communion. If you just get a piece of cracker, you can get a piece of cracker and some water, and we're going to bless that. Everybody got some of that? Just get a piece of cracker, piece of bread.
Yes, ma'am.
Whatever you can get. Get you some water, too. Everybody hear me?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Everybody got it?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Amen. I'm just gonna, I ain't even tell nobody to pray over nothing. I just thought I wanna do it today. Amen. I just thank you all for reminding me, Prophet Sada, because I was gone there. Amen. So we're gonna get ready to take our communion. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just ask you today to bless each one of us. Lord, search our hearts, our mind, and our spirit. If there is anything in here that should not be, God, just move it for us. Lord, we sorry for, we repent. We sorry for every sin, known and unknown, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Clean it out of us, God. Move it so we can prepare our bodies, God, today to take this communal meal, the blood and the wine, the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, forgive us today.
If we thought wrong, Lord, please forgive us. If we said anything wrong, if we looked at somebody wrong, forgive us for every negative thing we did, God. Please forgive us for not praying and studying like we should. Please forgive us, God, for not doing what you told us to do and then for doing the things you told us not to do, God. Just forgive us today, God. In the name of Jesus, we surrender today, God. Lord, I ask you to bless this bread and bless this juice or water, whatever it is. Change it from a natural use, God, to a supernatural use. Let it be used for healing, deliverance, blessing. Let it be used for a purpose, God. In Jesus' name, I pray and ask it all. Amen. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Let us break and eat together. After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Let us all drink together. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. And so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest I will set in order. I will set in order. God bless you. Thank you. God forgive me. I had just got so caught up and wind up in this word, and I'm wind up with my cousin and people that's been sick, and I've been praying for a whole lot of different people. Y'all just forgive me for forgetting about the communion on today. And God bless you all. I love each one of y'all. Y'all have a wonderful day. Call me if you need me. I love you.
You too. God bless you. I love you.
Love you.
See you.
Love you too. God bless you all.
God bless you. Love you.
I love you too, baby. God bless you too. God bless you, son.
God bless you, and may the glory of God continue to shine on you. Love you.
Love you. Thank you so much. Ooh, that was awesome. Thank you, God.